the slingshot effect. Another novel means of hurling an object near the speed of light is to use the slingshot effect. When sending space probes to the outer planets, NASA sometimes whips them around a neighboring planet, so they use the slingshot effect to boost their velocity. NASA saves on valuable rocket fuel in this way. That's how the Voyager spacecraft was able to reach Neptune, which lies near the very edge of the solar system. Princeton physicist Freeman Dyson proposed that in the far future, we might find two neutron stars that are evolving around each other at great speed. By traveling extremely close to one of these neutron stars, we could whip around it and then be hurled into space at speeds approaching a third the speed of light. In effect, we would be using gravity to give us an additional boost to nearly the speed of light. On paper, this just might work. Others have proposed that we whip around our own sun in order to accelerate to near the speed of light. This method, in fact, was used in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, when the crew of the Enterprise hijacked a Klingon ship and then sped close to the sun in order to break the light barrier and go back in time. In the movie When Worlds Collide, when Earth is threatened by a collision with an asteroid, scientists flee the Earth by creating a gigantic roller coaster. A rocket ship descends the roller coaster, gaining great velocity, and then whips around the bottom of the roller coaster to blast off into space. In fact, however, neither of these methods of using gravity to boost our way into space will work. Because of the conservation of energy in going down a roller coaster and coming back up, we wind up with the same velocity as that with which we started. So there is no gain in energy whatsoever. Likewise, by whipping around the stationary sun, we wind up with the same velocity as that with which we originally started. The reason Dyson's method of using two neutron stars might work is because the neutron stars are evolving so fast. A spacecraft using the slingshot effect gains its energy from the motion of a planet or star. If they are stationary, there is no slingshot effect at all. Although Dyson's proposal could work, it does not help today's Earth-bound scientists, because we would need a starship just to visit rotating neutron stars.